You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, victorious people of God. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast with our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida, 32901. You're welcome to stop by, listen in, tune in, but listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today. God got a blessing for you, and it got your name written on it. And I behoove you to don't you dare miss your blessing on today. Before we get into the word on today, I have some brief announcements for you. Listen, we're having a dynamic revival. I'm telling you, you missed it on last night. But we got two more nights, Thursday night and Friday night at 8 p.m. We have the Barefoot Prophet Kelly Ramsey from South Carolina that's ministering and preaching the word of God. And if you're ready to get your miracle, you're ready to get a word from God, I'm telling you to come and meet me at Miracle Deliverance at 8 p.m. Where God is moving, where the water is troubled. And I'm telling you, if you're ready for a blessing, if you're ready for a miracle, if you're ready for a breakthrough, you better come on and get in the pool. You better come on and step in the water, because God is moving in this revival. Meet us two more nights. I tell you, you don't want to miss it. Two more nights, Thursday night and Friday night. God is moving. I'm telling you, meet us there at 8 p.m. And then meet us on Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Our very own Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Oh God, she'll be breaking forth the bread of life on Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. She's gonna keep the fire burning like she always do. Meet us at 11:30 a.m. She's gonna be breaking forth the bread of life. You don't wanna miss that word from our Apostle. And then meet us, hallelujah, on Thursday, July the 2nd, where we'll have Minister Solomon Haywood at 8 p.m. He'll be bringing forth the bread of life. And then meet us on July the 3rd, where Evangelist Serena Williams, she'll be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m. I'm telling you, it's time now to preach the word of God like never before. It's time now to get in the presence of God like never before, and stay right there. Oh God, come on out to 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Oh God, where God is moving by his power and he's moving by his spirit. Don't you dare miss these services. I'm telling you, because God got a blessing for you and it got your name written on it. I'm going to jump right into the word of God. Hallelujah. God dropped this word in my spirit on the other day. God woke me up and he said, you tell the people, you send out this clarion call to the people, and you tell the people what thus saith the Lord. So I'm asking you, those that haven't hear, you better hear what the Spirit is saying unto you on today. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew the 11th chapter. Matthew 11 chapter, and I'm going to read on the 12th verse. Hallelujah. Oh my God. And the word of God said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violent, and the violent take it by force. How many of you know that we as Christians of God, we are on kingdom assignment? Hallelujah. And what it doesn't mean, the violent. Violent. Oh God. And the word violent, according to the Webster Dictionary, it is the use of physical force so as to injure, abuse, damage, or destroy. And how many of you know that the enemy done sent out an arsenal attack against the kingdom of God? He done sent out an attack against the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. And we as people of God, we must pursue the kingdom with determination. We must pursue the kingdom of God with faith. We must pursue the kingdom of God with prayer. We must pursue the kingdom of God with obedience. Hallelujah. With everything that's going on in this world, all the opposition, all the sin, all the turmoil, all the hate, all the murder, all the resistance. I don't care what religion that you have. I don't care what church that you go to. As long as they're serving the one and true and living God, the God that created the heavens and the earth. Listen, they got a whole lot of gods out here, but is it the God that created the universe, that created all things, that was made? You better make sure that it's the God that created everything, not these other false gods. Hallelujah. These other false gods. Make sure it's the God that created the universe. Oh my God. You better make sure that it's that God. Oh my God. And you better make sure they want to say hallelujah. Oh, I believe in God. But they don't want to confess about Jesus. They don't want to know about Jesus. But how many of you know, oh my God, that Jesus is the Son of God. Oh my God. He is the Son of God. He bled and died just so that you could have a way back to God. Oh my God. And you can't come to the Father unless you go through Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. He said if you come any other way, you a thief and a robber. So you got to come through Jesus. So I'm telling you, if you're in a church that's not professing Jesus, you better get up out of there. If you're in a church that's not proclaiming the nine gifts of the Spirit. Oh God, the nine fruits of the Spirit. That's not professing speaking in tongues. That not professing miracles, signs, and wonders. You better get yourself out of that church. Oh my God. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. And hallelujah. My God. And you better get yourself in a church that believes in the Holy Ghost. Because one thing about the Holy Ghost, that's the one that's going to seal us up until the day of redemption. Oh my God. My God. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh God. And Jesus, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you and me. Oh God, he didn't leave us comfortless. He knew that this was going to happen in this world. He knew that the kingdom of heaven was going to come under attack. But he wants you to know it's time to fight back. It's not time to take down. It's not time, oh God, to tuck your tail under your chin, under your belly. Oh God, and start the run. It's time to stand up and fight back. Robo shedded it, boche. It's time to fight back. Mothers fight back. Fathers fight back. Sisters fight back. Robo shunned it, boche. Evangelists get up from there. Apostles get up from there. Oh God, prophets get up from there. Oh God, pastors get up from there. Oh, teachers get up from there. Get up from there. Oh God, we've been sleeping too long. We've been sleeping so long that the enemy done crept in. And God said the kingdom of heaven is suffering violent. But the violent, we're going to take it back by force. We're going to take it back by force. And how do we take it back by force? Oh my God, turn with me. Oh, right quickly. Oh my God, to Matthew 16. And I'm going to begin reading at the 13th verse. Oh my God, when Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others Jeremiah, and war one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And God want to know today, the Lord want to know today, who do you say that I am? am in your life. Is he the Son of the living God? See, Jesus already know who he are, but do you know who he is? Do you know that he's the lily of the valley? Do you know that he's your provider? Do you know that he's your healer? Oh my God, they said he was whipped 39 times. Oh my God, oh my God, and listen, I read this. The medical commentator suggests that all known diseases can be grouped into 39 major root categories. The theological belief is that Jesus bore one stripe for each category, paying the price for every sickness. So while you're sitting around there, sick, busted, and disgusted, the Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, you are healed. You better get up from there and take back your healing. You better get up from there and take back your deliverance. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, glory. Oh, we got to read on down to the 17th verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thing thou shalt bind on earth, thou shalt bind it in heaven, and whatsoever thing thou shalt loose on earth, that shall loose it in heaven. And see, that's the problem. Why the kingdom of heaven is suffering violent. We got too many people want to sit around and say, I believe in God. But the devil got your mouth all sealed up. Oh, my God. The Bible said, all life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you need to start binding and rebuking the devil that's in your children, that's in your marriages. Oh, my God. And God told me, you want to talk about it. I got to talk about it. Bind them off your marriages. We got too many marriages. Oh, my God. That's out of alignment to where God created. Listen, God say, take me back. He took me back to Adam and Eve in the garden. Oh, my God. And when Eve let the snake persuade her to eat off the forbidden fruit, nothing happened. But when Adam, when he ate off the tree, everything changed. Oh, my God. So that means, oh, my God, that the church, the men got to get in alignment. The women got to get in alignment. First is God. Then it's the man. Then it's the woman. Then it's the children. You got the children come trying to take over the whole household. You raising a terrorist around here because you don't want little Johnny, your husband, to say nothing to little Johnny. You don't want the wife to say nothing to little Johnny. And wives, you don't want the husband to be ruler over you. You out of alignment to where God created. Oh my God. Marriages to be. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. It's time now. Oh God, to take it back by force. The enemy is creeping in, taking the marriages. But it's time now to get back in alignment to where God created everything to be. Everything to be. Oh my God, the way he created it to be. Oh my God, oh my, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh my God, hallelujah. And listen here, we're not fighting against our sisters and brothers. We're not fighting against this apostle, that evangelist, trying to outpreach this one, trying to outdress that one. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hey, we got our focus all wrong. You in church trying to fight against your sister, trying to fight against your brother. We got to fight against the devil because the kingdom of heaven is suffering violent. But we got to get up from there and start taking it back by force. We got to take the ministry back by force. The man of God came and preached on last night. It's time to take back your house. Take it back. Take back your anointing. Take back your joy. Take back your healing. Take back your joy. Take back your peace. Take back your children. The devil is a liar. You open up your mouth. The Bible said you're snared by the words of your mouth. You better open up your mouth and stop binding the devil. Devil, I bind you up my children. I bind you up my body. I bind you up my marriage. I bind you off of this home. I bind you up my children. I bind you. Use the power. Oh, my God. I dare you to get some keys and start wiggling around. And let that be a reminder that I got the keys. That if you bind it here on earth, God is going to bind it in heaven. Oh, because greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's in the world. You got the keys. You better start using the keys that God gave you. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Don't you be afraid to open up your mouth and start binding the devil and start loosing her. Loosen your miracle. Loosen your sign. Loosen your wonders. Start loosening it. Oh my God. And then they got here talking about women don't supposed to be preaching. I bind up that devil. The blood of Jesus. It's against you now. Who told you that? When it was a woman that carried the word for 9 months inside of her belly. Oh my God. It was a woman that was right there at the tomb that let the disciple know that he is risen. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know where they came from with this man-made philosophy. You better get in a church that's preaching the word. All this church creed stuff. You better get in a church that's ministering and preaching the word. The Bible said everything is going down. But the word, not the church creed, not man-made philosophy. Everything is going down, but the word of God. I don't care who like it. God's word is true, and every man is a liar. Oh, my God, hallelujah. It's time now that we get in alignment the way God wants his church to be. God is looking for, oh, God, the errands and the errors that's going to hold. Hold up Moses' hand. Oh, my God. God is looking for the Nehemiahs that's going to stand on the wall and don't come down. God is looking for, oh, my God. He's looking for the Gideons. Oh, my God. Oh, Canada de Boche. Yeah, Gideon had a great army, but God took them down to 300. Oh, my God. And with 300, they conquered. Oh, my God. So, my God, little is great. When God is in it, it's time now. God said, you make a clarion call and you call forth my apostles, you call forth my prophets, you call forth my evangelists, you call forth my pastors, you call forth my teachers. You tell them to come forth, because the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence. But it's time now that we as saints of God to take it back by force. Oh my God, we got these people. Coming into the church with these alternative lifestyles. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. It's time now to be like Jeremiah, to cry loud and spare not, and lift up your voice like a trumpet. I don't care if it hurts your feelings. He told Ezekiel, if I tell you to blow the trumpet, oh God, and you don't blow it, the blood be required at your hands. You don't want the blood prophets. You don't want the blood apostles. You don't want the blood evangelists. You don't want the blood prophets. You don't want the blood pastors. You don't want the blood teachers required at your hands. So if God tell you to blow the trumpet, you might have to tell mama. You might have to tell daddy. You might have to tell your sister. You might have to tell your brother. You might have to tell auntie. You might have have to tell Uncle Boo Boo. You might have to tell them all. It's time to come out from among them and be ye separated. And touch not the unclean thing. And God's going to be your God. And you're going to be his people. It's time to come out. Come out from among them. Come out. Oh, bullshit. We round here thinking we got all the time in the world. But hell is real. Oh, bullshit. I just got a phone call. But my nephew got shot down and killed. Oh, bullshit. He was in a gang. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, if he didn't get his soul right with God, oh, God in hell, he lifted up his eyes and he was tormented in the flames. It's enough for this. Trying to lie at these funerals. If they live like the devil, and if they didn't get their soul right, they're going to hell. And in hell, they're going to lift up their eyes and they're going to be tormented in the flames. And it's time now, oh, don't be afraid of their faces, but you better speak what thus saith the Lord. Oh, my God, the kingdom of heaven is suffering violent, but it's time now that we rise up from there. Oh, God, and be warriors. God looking for warriors. God looking for warriors. Just like Uncle Sam had the draft in the army. It's time for us now, oh, God, to lift up our voice like a trumpet and tell this world that Jesus is coming back soon. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or without a wrinkle or any such blemish. It's time now that we get our soul right with God. It's time now to quit pity-patty, to quit playing with it. It's time now to get right with God and do it now. We got too many divorce rates that's going haywire because the wife don't want to do right, because the husband don't want to do right, because the children don't want to do right. But it's time to get an alignment with God. It's time to get an alignment. Get your house in alignment. Wife, come home to your husband. Husband, come home to your wife. Children, get an alignment with your mothers and fathers. Oh, my God. It's time to get an alignment with God. Oh, my God. Because children don't realize once you come into the knowledge to know right from wrong, if you die and your soul be lost, yes, in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes and you're going to be tormented in the flames. Yes, that's a hard thing to say, evangelist, but it's time now that we got to tell them in season and out of season. Oh, my God, when you come into the knowledge to know right from wrong, you're responsible for your own soul. And the Bible said, hallelujah, work out your own soul salvation and do it with fear and trembling. Oh, my God. Oh, it's enough of this. When the roll is called, I'm going to be somewhere listening for my name. We all going to be right there. Hallelujah. And if you stand before him and if your work is not done, he going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. All ye liars, all ye adulterers, all ye fornicators, all of you, you've been thrown in a lake of fire that burns forever. Mama can't get you out. Daddy can't get you out. Grandmama can't get you out. Auntie can't get you out. Uncle can't get you out. Sister, brother can't get you out. But it's time now to come out. Come out. Hear the cry. Hear the cry. God is calling. Hear the trumpet. The trumpet is blowing all over the world. Oh, earthquake is happening all over the world. Many are dying. Oh, bullshit. It's time to hear the cry. Hear the trumpet of God. Oh, my God. That's what God gave me. He said, you make the clarion call. Make the clarion call. Tell the people to rise up. It's time to get right. It's time to get right. It's time now because the kingdom of heaven is suffering violent. But the violent, it's time for us to take it back by force. It's time not be afraid of their faces. But you better stand flat-footed and tell the devil you're in sin. And it's time to come out. Yes, daughter, I love you. Yes, son, I love you. But you in sin, and it's time for you to come out. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Those of you that are not saved, I want you to say, Lord God, I'm asking you to forgive me. I repent of my sins. I know that I'm a sinner, and I'm asking you to wash me, Lord. Oh, God, and cleanse me, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died and you rose again on the third day, so that I can have life and have it more abundantly. Come into my life and I accept you as my personal Savior. And I'm telling you to get yourself up from there and get you in a church that's ministering and preaching the word of God. And listen, if the pastor ain't living right, you get yourself up from there and you go get you in a church where the pastor's doing the right thing, where the ministering and preaching the word of God. It's enough with this. Oh my God, the pastor sleeping with the secretary. Oh God, the deacon sleeping with the members. That's enough of this. Oh my God, that's enough of this. You better get yourself in a church where they're doing the right thing. How can the blind lead the blind? We got these preachers around here. They sleeping with everybody in the church. And you trying to get up on Sunday and preach to somebody. No, you need to go somewhere and get yourself washed and clean and filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Get yourself in a church where they're preaching the undoctrinated word of God. Not this church creed stuff. Not preaching, I ain't no woman supposed to be bad. Devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. I'm standing up against that. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. God called everyone. Oh, my God. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the God. But he didn't say men. Men go into the world. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. That means everybody go minister and preach the word. Hallelujah. And God not restricted to male nor female. God is a spirit. Hallelujah. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And those of you, I'm going to pray for those of you, oh, my God, that are sick. Hallelujah. I just told you, hallelujah, that Jesus was whipped 39 times. And the medical people said that for 39, hallelujah, is for every disease that's here known on the earth. So everything that you're going through, those 39 times that Jesus was whipped, he was whipped for every disease that's here on earth. So I'm telling you, you get up from there and you proclaim your healing. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what they say, what they diagnose you with. You should come out and hear this man of God testimony. He ministered last night. They diagnosed him with cancer. But this man of God is free, cancer free on today, because he stood on the word of God. And that's what we got to do on today. We got to stand on the word of God, because the Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. You are healed on today. Father God, I'm asking you to touch him right now. Touch him and heal him right now. First of all, touch their mind and let them know, God, that you are a healer. Touch them, God, from their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, let them get up from there and start proclaiming their healing, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind you off of their mind. We bind you off of their body. We bind you off of their chest. We bind you off of their stomach. We bind you off of their legs. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch them, Lord. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Moving their life and in their soul, God. And you get up from there and you start proclaiming your healing. You proclaiming what Jesus did. Oh, God, you get up from there and come on out to these services. I'm telling you, two more nights, Barefoot Prophet Ramsey. Oh, my God, for two more nights, Prophet Kelly Ramsey will be there. At 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. And you should hear his testimony. God is moving in the midst, God. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. Oh, my God. And then join us, hallelujah, on Sunday with Apostle Hayward. She'll be breaking forth the bread of life at 11:30. And then join us on July the 2nd where Minister Solomon Hayward will be breaking forth the bread at 8 p.m. And Evangelist Prophetess Serena Williams will be breaking forth the bread of life July the 3rd at 8 p.m. Listen, you don't want to miss these services. Get up from there, because the kingdom of heaven is suffering violent. But it's time that the violent take it back by force. We're not taking it back by fighting nobody, but we're taking it back, hallelujah, in the spirit. And it's time to take everything that the devil took from you back by force in the spirit. Hallelujah. Because this devil that you see in this season, you won't see him no more. God bless you. We love you, and we appreciate you for tuning in for for all the donations, for everything that you do. God bless you and we love you. Hallelujah. See?